Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so I'm only mentioning this because this has been torture. So it's second time I mentioned it. I'm drinking the black coffee, okay? Because here's what they always say that when you put cream in, it's like starting your day off the worst way possible, and it's really true. And Drab's lost a ton of weight. It's gone undersold on this. No one's talking about it. Drab's lost like 50 pounds. You're a big fatty before. And now he's like
50 pounds.
I mean, he looks like he's lost 50 pounds.
Good for him.
He looks emaciated. But good.
I think that's a bit extreme, but thanks.
But you look good. But you look good. I mean,
I'm on my way.
How many pounds do you think you've lost? Be honest.
Honestly, like 23.
Okay.
It's good.
And right now, if I lost 23 pounds, you might not even notice it. That's how fat I am right now. So I need to lose some weight. And I mean, I don't think I look awful, but I want to lose some weight. And they always say when you put like cream or whatever in your coffee, it kind of gets that sugar thing going, that craving going. Yeah, start your day. And so yesterday I did it. I said, I'll try not to put cream on my effing coffee. It's torture. It tastes terrible. And I know all you coffee snobs say you got to get the good beans or whatever. I don't know good beans from bad beans. I'm sure that's awful too. But it's true. I didn't crave sugar all day. I literally didn't. I mean, that's a miracle for me. Mm-hmm. You don't understand. I'm like Fife Dog. Like, I got to have sugar all the time.
Right.
And so I didn't have the craving. I saved a little bit because I knew I was going to have a sweet little drink at the end of the night. I said, I'm going to save a little. I'll put it in my alcoholic drink at the end of the night. Okay. Today. But then I started drinking, and then I started eating chips and hell of a good French onion.
Well, then, yeah. There's no turning back.
Yeah, that was bad.
Crack that
so
French
today,
onion.
I'm going to start over again today. Start over again today. But I have to say, the one redeeming thing I'll say about drinking black coffee, and I know you do it every day, and Valdez does it every day.
Yep.
A lot of people do it every day. It does kind of eliminate your sugar craving. It's kind of weird.
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't notice
Never really
that?
Notice. Because I definitely drink coffee
that,
with cream on the weekends.
Like, maybe because it's just so
nasty. So you find
nasty.
A physical craving for sugar.
Yes.
To me, it's more mental.
Well, physical, mental, and then once you do it, get over it, because I've done it many times. Once you get over it for 2 or 3 days, you can actually
That makes sense because I feel like I kind of stay away from sugar stuff. But if I have any kind of sweetness
once
hit my lip, once I feel the sweetness hit my lip, then all of a sudden I crave more.
You crave more, and you start your day with it. It's just awful because then you kind of
you're craving
hours,
it at 5 o'clock.
Every few hours, you keep craving.
I don't know
it.
The effect of the black coffee for me personally. I consume a lot of sugar because I love cookies. I love desserts. Yeah. It's mostly a mental thing. Like I just, when I have a meal, I want to have dessert after.
But that's also, a physical craving too. You may not realize
maybe.
It. Maybe.
Black coffee, it's an acquired taste. You'll get used to it.
It definitely
is. Listen, it is so nasty. My mouth is so dry. Like, I know my wife's not interested in kissing me, but I wouldn't kiss me. I mean, it's gross. My mouth is gross.
Is it that different when you have the creamer in there?
I don't know.
Valdez, this is where you should be
like
playing
coffee,
Squeeze's song, Black Coffee in Bed.
Drink coffee, right?
No, I don't like coffee.
Zero coffee.
Actually, you shouldn't, because to me, that's one of the most overrated bands of the 80s.
Squeeze?
Not a big fan.
I liked it. I like that song. Mm-hmm. It's apropos to the conversation.
It definitely works for the combo.
Anyway,
I don't even think I've taken a sip of coffee since law school.
You want to try this?
Nope.
It's nasty.
No desire.
It is literally gross. Does anybody, I mean, I buy cheap stuff, though. Does anybody, what's, I know everyone has a recommendation. Please don't give me 6,000 recommendations. But is there just one recommendation that's easy to get?
Oh, you're
going to
get 6,000.
I don't know. I'm a Folgers guy.
I mean, that's
right. Valdez,
Folgers.
No. I get the cheapest because I usually put creamer in it.
Well, I saw people tweeting you yesterday that once you get off the creamer and you start to appreciate the black coffee, then you notice the difference in the quality of beans.
And maybe. This is so nasty. I don't know how to describe it. Is it bitter? I don't know what it is.
Coffee is by nature generally
maybe
bitter.
But why does it give me such dry mouth?
Hey,
it's so gross.
I have a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
And I still drink my coffee black, but here I mix a protein shake and I put my protein shake in with my coffee. It's unsweetened.
There's sugar in there.
No, there's unsweetened almond milk with vanilla protein powder, and then I have a coffee
protein. The vanilla protein powder doesn't have sugar?
No, no sugar. I mix that together.
Well, what gives it the vanilla flavor? Isn't that a sweet
fake sugar?
I don't know.
Fake sugar.
Probably fake sugar.
Yeah, I think the fake sugar is not good either, though.
I don't know. I'll send you the nutrition facts of my protein.
When I would go like low carb, and I've done that for 10 months at a time. And I tried the bullet coffee or bulletproof coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
Awful. Like people actually put butter. I like butter. Not in my freaking
love
coffee.
Butter, but not in my Joe.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
Is that what Will Levis was doing?
We tried mayo in the coffee. That's hideous. I don't know why you would have. And he also eats bananas with the peel still on.
That's true. It's very strange.
He's a complete weirdo. How about you just eat normal food?
Is that just a bit?
Just throw the ball to Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins, please. Please just do that. Okay. Yeah. That's all we care about.
Right. The protein has 1 gram of sugar, 4 carbs, and 100 sodium.
Somebody's saying to me,
You should try it.
Somebody's saying that's the benefit of black coffee. It eliminates your sugar craving.
It's black.
I don't know if that's true, but it sure felt like it yesterday. I didn't crave it all day.
Well, so that's if you're a coffee drinker.
I don't even like cream in my coffee, but I wake up. I don't get enough sleep, like all of us, and I need some effing caffeine. I don't like coffee.
I've eliminated caffeine, I guess.
No, you need caffeine.
I don't know how you do that.
I think caffeine's actually good for you. Good
well,
for you.
If it's good for you, then I'm the healthiest guy on the planet.
I think it's good
just because I've cut soda and I don't drink coffee, so
why don't you do the iced coffee bit?
But that's sugar too, right?
No, it's just black coffee on ice.
My wife
does.
Why would that be any better?
I think it
tastes better. Yeah. The water dilutes it and doesn't make your mouth as dry. I feel like.
Do we have ice cubes here? They're probably nasty.
In the freezer.
All right, I'll put ice cubes in these.
I don't know that I would trust any ice cubes coming out of either of those freezers.
Were they from a tray, right? They're from a tray.
No.
It
they actually have a machine, but the problem is
that thing had been cleaned in 20
years. Those refrigerators have food in them from eons ago.
Well, can you imagine how much mold is in the?
I would never put an ice cube from either of those fridges in anything I would drink.
Maybe
never.
I might. I mean, what am I die? I'm going to die.
I'm not going to die, but it might just be gross.
Trapp told you he uses those ice cubes all the time.
That's
fine.
He's rolling the dice with his life over there. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah. Seems dicey.
But he was. I actually was stunned how like that sugar craving went away. Like it went away. So, and I know coffee's good for your duties. It's good for a lot of things. So I do think it's
duties.
Good for you.
It makes you go to number one a lot. It definitely does speeds that up.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even realize it has a number. Well, you drink so much. That's why. Anything.
I do consume a lot.
Right.
What do you have in that bottle, Cakes?
Oh, this is delicious. Let's see. We have a Lipton Diet Green Tea Mixed Berry. This is going to be so good. I can't wait to drink
it.
But
I've been convinced through all my reels and everything that all the diet stuff's horrible, too.
I'm sure it's horrible for me.
Yeah.
But so is all the sugar.
Somebody said, listen, if you're going to do a soda, just drink the regular soda. This is what I saw recently, that your body knows how to process sugar. It doesn't know how to process all of the
doesn't know how to process
chemicals.
Aspartame.
It doesn't know how,
doesn't know how to process phenylketonurics, I think is something you see
right.
like on every label.
So anyway, just wanted to give that.
Yeah, I don't know what phenylalanine is, but I'm going to drink some like soon because it's in this bottle.
What are you waiting for? Did you, like...
I don't know. I've got so many drinks. I've got water. I've got green tea.
He wonders why this guy goes to the bathroom every commercial break.
It's not because of coffee.
It's got his bladder's full.
Yeah, right. He's just abusing my body with liquids.
Right.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm not going to be able to go my whole life without sugar, but it certainly would be great to eliminate the craving in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And then you kind of set the tone for the day. Of course, I'm going to have sugar in my life. I can't go my whole life without sugar. But if you can eliminate the craving and then only have it occasionally, then I'll probably be silly again.
I think it's time to brew a new pot, Valdez. We're getting close.
All right. So what are we going to do here with the Commanders?
No, so there's this Matt Miller. We've talked about him before. Matt Miller is an ESPN draft analyst. And he is positing that Washington is the team most likely to get back into the first round for a non-quarterback.
Ooh, I like
so he's
that. It gets me
stipulating number two, they're going to take quarterback. Mm-hmm. Whether it's May or Daniels, they're going to take quarterback. But of all the teams in the NFL, he believes Washington is the most likely to move up for a non-quarterback, partly because they have picks 36 and 40 in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the market for left tackle.
So this is still taking one at two. So you're definitely taking one at two, but then package to move up. Okay.
Package 36 and 40, maybe other draft assets.
But if you package 30, do you have the chart? If you package 36 and 40, what can that get you?
I can look it up.
Here's per the Jimmy Johnson draft trade chart. Packaging the two second rounders would be good enough to get the number 16 pick.
Ooh.
And then they could grab a left tackle before the run on the position likely starts.
Or,
this is according to Matt Miller, around number 20 for the Steelers.
Could also grab another stud wideout to pair with your rookie quarterback.
I think they definitely need one of those. But, man, if you're going to draft a quarterback for the next 10 years, you need a stud left tackle. Because right now,
definitely need that.
Right now, what do they have?
Cornelius Lucas.
He's a good depth guy.
He would be a good right tackle, maybe, but a left tackle, I think you need a first rounder. Surefire first rounder.
Right, but also your first rounder, I mean, he's going to take some adjustments. I mean, it seems like a bunch of these guys we've drafted lately have definitely, there's been an adjustment period.
Yeah, I agree.
So according to Matt Miller, what they would look at, the names are Penn State's Olumiyiwa
Fashanu. Yeah. Went to Gonzaga.
Washington's Troy Fatanu or Oklahoma's Tyler Guyton. Man, his name's so much easier pronounced than the other two.
Fashanu. I have no preference. I'll take it whoever.
Would you be okay? And we can open up to callers, 800-636-1067. If they traded picks 36 and 40, we made a big deal about them acquiring more picks. Now, having less picks because they would trade 36 and 40 to go grab a left tackle.
Yes.
I'm totally okay with that.
But why couldn't you keep those, still get a left tackle at 36, and then get a receiver at 40?
Because
he believes
there's going to be a run on tackles starting at number 20 with the Steelers. That's Matt Miller's prediction.
So
but you could still get, I mean, you get the best tackle available early second round. I think you're still getting a good player.
Might be, but there's often
but maybe
drop
he wants
off.
A premier
no,
player.
I know. I mean, they obviously know these
Every
guys better
year
than
it's different, right? Remember, the whole reason why we drafted Forbes, Jason, and that was what, picking 16?
16, yeah.
Was because of the run on tackles.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why they drafted Forbes.
I know, but again,
I don't think they wanted to get him.
That might have been a bad decision by them.
Well, it might have been. I'm still holding out hope
on Forbes.
They still could have taken a tackle there instead of Forbes. It might have been in a better spot.
The drop-off was too great.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
you'd have to look at it and see what tackles
I mean, they obviously have these guys all graded and where their round slot should be. But I think I would want to get three starters in those first 40 picks.
You wouldn't, but what if you get?
Because I think you can get.
When's their next, though? So if they trade 36 to 40, when's the next pick?
They get 67.
Third round.
I'll pull it up, but I think that's right.
I would be okay. I think I would be okay with that. Especially if you're getting like a 10 year starter.
Yeah, it's 67, and they have another third rounder at 78.
Package those two and go up.
Package the 40 and the 67 and go up a little bit. You do that?
I would do that. What does that do if you package 40? Do you have the chart?
I do not have the chart.
What does that do if you package 40 and 67?
I'd say probably late first.
Late first?
Late first.
For 40 and 67?
Yeah, I mean, it really drops off. I mean,
I like that. If you can
like,
go
you
late
could
first.
You could probably trade both of those second round picks to get back up to around 15 or 16.
Right, and that's where we say right.
Yeah,
but Jason wants to keep. He wants.
I just want to keep. I would like to keep 36 and 40, but if you want to move up, I would think. All right, I'll trade the 36 and the 67. Keep the 40.
If you move up, you're waiting a long time to get your receiver. Let's say.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you're taking left tackle.
Well, what you want to happen, and I know they're going to take a quarterback, is all the quarterbacks keep being taken. Nix, Penix, because it just pushes that blue chip talent down. That's what you move up for. You move up for a blue chipper that's falling in a, you know, either best position available or a position of need.
Yeah.
So if that happens, that's when teams, I think, are going to be like, holy crap, we got to move up.
I
mean, what if Nate Wiggins is still out there? Nate Wiggins is a stud corner from Clemson, 6'2", tall, can run. He's, I don't know if he's a first rounder, but he might be a late first rounder or a second rounder. But what, I think that's a position of need, in my opinion.
Which one?
Corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. They have, it's definitely need. Definitely.
Right?
It's not sexy, but definitely.
I mean,
it's a
unless
need.
You're comfortable with Forbes and St. Juice as your starting corners.
Well, I'm definitely comfortable.
Not that comfortable.
I'm not
I actually
that comfortable
think St. Juice is decent. And I think Forbes is too early to write him off.
But in this day and age, when you really got to stop the pass, I think you need two. You definitely need one shutdown corner, and you need two or three other pretty good corners.
Are you writing
a lot
off,
of the times you're playing all three of those guys.
Are you writing off Forbes? Didn't he play better down the stretch?
No, I'm not writing him off. I just think there's
are you
better
writing
ones.
Him off as being a shutdown corner? Like he can grow into that?
Kind of writing him off as to be a true number one shutdown.
To be a true number one.
But maybe I'm just jumping to conclusions because it's only been
might
one
be,
year.
But don't, am I crazy or I felt like he played a lot better the last few weeks? Like they kind of, they benched him and they maybe got hurt a little bit and we didn't see him for a while. Didn't play much. But then I feel like,
look, maybe,
if I remember correctly, he played well the last few weeks.
Maybe they
better,
look at corner
anyway.
Later in the third or in the fourth. I just think you need more DBs. Their DBs were questionable
they
last
do,
year.
They do. They do.
I like the idea of a volume of picks. Like that they have 36 and 40. So trading up, I agree. If you're going to go out and get somebody that you love, You package
what if you
those
get
two,
like the second or third ranked tackle
love.
In the
right.
whole draft?
If you go out and get somebody you love, I get it. It would just feel a little disappointing as a fan that then you'd have to wait 40 picks for the next pick or 50 picks.
I still it's impossible to thread the needle, really, and predict it. But if they could trade down from two and get Penix and then get another first-round pick, like I know it's impossible to make to that's a huge gamble. But if they actually pulled it off, this guy right here would be Seis.
That's what I'm saying. I like the NBA deal where a team picked Penix and then you trade. But in the NFL, it doesn't seem to go that way.
That's true.
But what if they look at it in their quarterback room and go, man, Bickle, you just have no idea. You don't understand the gap between Daniels and Penix or May and Penix.
Right. Well, you can't do it.
Do you really want to?
No, you can't do it. The only way you can do it is if
they have them pretty close together.
Yes, that's the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
Or if they have them graded above. Like I'm reading reports, some teams in the league, according to sources, have Penix as the number two quarterback.
Sure. Eye of the beholder.
If you're a pressure to sack guy, he's your number one guy in the whole draft.
Yeah.
He's a wizard.
I thought Bo Nix was the best. Penix is even better than Bo Nix. I know those are like the
6%.
Top two guys. Yeah.
By the way, you can package.
No one's close
but
to
think
him.
About this: the six quarterbacks that are taken high.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go through them. Four of them are going to be busts.
I know.
Now maybe not busts as in 1 year starter, and then they're a backup.
Right.
But four of them aren't going to live
they're
up to where to their draft type.
Quarterbacks. Adam Peters, you better find.
So
the right
you
got
to find two. One of those two.
Yep.
You got to find them out of those six.
By the way, you package 40 and 67, you move up to 23.
There you go.
Kinda there you
like
go.
That.
I like that. So you get
one,
two,
20,
23, and 36.
Yep. Kind of like that.
But I would agree they do need to take a tackle, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Oh, 100%. I actually
huge
think
need
than,
a young stud
more
tackle.
Than the receiver.
Probably it's the more, biggest need outside of quarterback, the biggest need is stud left tackle.
All right, got to take a break. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball pitching. And why are there so many injuries coming up at 9 o'clock with Chris O'Leary, who we have on the
Love
show from time to time, pitching mechanics guru. That's coming up at 9 here on The Junks.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.